Hey guys, welcome to my Think Strong, Be Strong podcast with me, your host, Coach Babs. Here all we talk about is helping everybody get to the place that they want to get to mentally and emotionally with just a little bit of guidance, some storytelling and good vibes. So sit back, relax, and I hope you enjoy. Hey, what's up guys, it's your main man Richie Rich, Coach Babs, Mr. Think Strong, Be Strong, and welcome to my podcast. It's been a very, very long time since I posted an episode. I do apologize. However, on the flip side, there is a pretty, pretty cool and valid reason. I mean, for those of you guys who have been following me and listening for the longest time, you'd have heard me every now and then speak about my children and the relationship I have with my kid's mom and all that stuff. And the good news is that I've finally been able to have my kids with me full time, which is pretty dope, and it's pretty amazing, to be honest. I've spent the last 4 months so far us just adjusting to life with dad and school runs, food, personality, energy in the house, work-life balance. So it's all been a pretty big yet fulfilling adjustment. You know, it's one of the best things that's happened to me this year so far. So I'm super grateful for that. And that's pretty much why I've been super silent. Having said that, I've not forgotten about you guys and reaching out to you all when I'm free. And I had an opportunity now to want to speak to you guys. Being a single dad is, you know, I give a shout out to all parents out there, both single parents and, you know, couples that are together and parenting and co-parenting and everything. I give you guys full props. It's hard work with two people, talk less of with one person. However, it is always, without sounding like a cliche, super rewarding. I have always said to them, I'm so glad that you guys are here because you make my house feel like a home. And when they're away or when they're gone, man, the house is quiet. But even the dog looks around like, we're lost. Why is it too quiet? So we're super grateful and I'm super glad and happy. On top of that, life has just been lifing. I have been struggling with my mental health the last few days, which is what led me to do this episode. As you know, I'm a big, I don't want to use the word advocate, but mental health is really important to me, and trying to keep a healthy as possible mental health is important to me too. What I've noticed, or what I've been experiencing or feeling, is that it is not always easy to talk positivity into your mind when everything feels like it's going at 1,000 miles per hour. My routine lately has basically been get up super early, do the school run, go to work, leave work semi early, do the school run coming home, finish work when I get home, make sure the kids have eaten and settled and listen to their day and what's going on with their day and making sure that their mental health is perfectly fine. Then going to the gym, then getting home, eating, trying to unwind, fall asleep, repeat. And as much as once upon a time I used to hit the gym for my mental health, it has slowly started to feel like it's a mundane thing rather than a release, because now I hit the gym because that's my thing for me to do. And if you're aware, maybe you're not aware, sometimes when your mental health is starting to, let's use the term, wane, then your body also starts to react as a side effect. What mine does, it starts to ache more than it would normally do. It starts to feel, for lack of a better term, old, fatigued, run down. And then I become aware that my body is feeling that way. So then that causes me to overthink, which then adds to my mental health deteriorating. And then that makes my body react, and so on and so on. And I've, you know, leaning towards energy drinks for energy, forcing myself to stay up a little bit later to unwind, which then impacts the amount of sleep I've gotten in order to do the routine that I do in the morning, which then makes me feel even more crap. So you understand what I mean. And sometimes having that one person to reach out to and say, hey man, or just to talk to, and they don't even know you're going through something. However, their regular or somewhat regular contact gives you that lift when they're not imposing or asking you for something, or, you know, wanting something from you as well. They're just pouring into you rather than requesting to take from you. And me being me, I tend to over oblige and say yes, because I don't want to let others down sometimes. And that's when I know my mental health is waning, because I'm not in full control of my boundaries, and I'm not in full control of my energy. Well, I don't think I am, and I just feel fed up. So it's been like that for a couple of weeks now, and I think today was one of those days where, as much as I felt productive in what I did, my mindset wasn't feeling like I've accomplished much. And it's funny how the mind does that to you, right? You can accomplish a fair few tasks and still feel like you've not got anything tangible done. And you've been doing a good job considering the circumstances and situation you're in, and yet not feel like you've made a difference or an impact on your life or anybody else's life. And then the negative talk starts to come in, and then the doubt, am I being a good enough dad? Are they living a much more fulfilled life here versus the environment that they've come from? Am I crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's? Am I doing enough? When the reality is, you're doing just fine, and you're doing more than enough. Sometimes you're doing more than you should do as one person, because, yeah. So anyway, these were the thoughts and feelings that had been coming in, especially today. And the mask came down, so nobody could see what was going on. And as far as everybody's concerned, I'm good. I'm all right. I'm talking about this today because, one, I want people to know that as much as I post, as much as I would record episodes and talking about being Mr. Positive and Mr. Impossible is Nothing, there are also days when, like today, when it doesn't feel like Impossible is Nothing, and it doesn't feel like Mr. Positive, and I feel like Mr. Human, and Mr. Murphy's Law, anything that can go wrong will go wrong. And what I am doing is stripping back, trying to do all these fancy things to make myself feel better, and just do small basic things like have a shower in the evening, because the feel of the water on your skin will help symbolize you washing away that day's negative energy. Rearrange a few things in your room. My bed is always made up, but I don't know, make it even more made up. I'm already dressed because I've been working at home all day, but maybe find something else that feels different against my skin that might make me feel a little bit better. Baggies, slacks, oversized clothing, whatever. If my hair, being as long as it is irritating my skin right now, tie it up or put on a dreadlock cap. You're going to go down to the kids. The kids are always happy to see you and full of energy. Be prepared to either embrace energy or tell them, dude, guys, just chill today, yeah? I need a bit of peace in my mind. Because kids will always be happy and they'll always be excited to speak to you and see you, especially when you do entertain it naturally because you love it. However, when you're having days like what I'm having today, sometimes the pleasurable sounds feels like nails rattling in your head. Sounds brutal, but let's be honest, right? So settle that down. Don't feel like cooking, then order out. I cook every day. Order out, like reduce whatever things make you feel like ugh, today or the day that you're feeling like trash, and swap it for quote unquote lazy behavior. Because what you'll notice is sometimes doing too many productive things doesn't always lift your spirits. Sometimes you just want to do nothing at all and be lazy because your body needs the rest. It is almost like taking the rest day from the gym, which I'll be doing today as well, but taking a rest day from the gym so your body can rest and recover. It's the same with just be lazy and don't undo the bare minimum so your mind can rest and recover. As people, we're always motivated by productivity, what we've been able to achieve, what we've done today, which will make things easier tomorrow, a to-do list that we can tick off X, Y, and Z. So when we don't hit those tasks and tick off those tasks, then we feel disheveled and it just adds to your feeling of doubt within yourself. And then we create these massive, over-exaggerated scenarios where you feel like nothing's ever going to get done. So sometimes just taking that day as a rest day from your everyday tasks and just being lazy in some aspects gives you the energy that you need to recover so you can do the next day times two if you feel 100%. I was speaking to a friend of mine the other day who was having a very down day, and I was saying to them, jump in a bath, have a soak, light some candles, put on something nice when you go out the bath, put your little one to rest, look in the mirror and appreciate yourself a little bit. Because when you feel like crap, you need to remind yourself why you shouldn't feel like crap and why you should actually feel great about yourself. As sometimes it requires you doing the bare minimum and doing more for you. Simple things that it does, completing everyday tasks that are going to be there tomorrow anyway. And I actually had to sit there today and reflect on what I said to my friend that day and be like, yeah, I need to do what I asked them to do. Because not a lot of people are going to reach out and check in on me to be like, hey, just want to make sure you're all good, because I'm Mr. Positive and they're used to me checking in on them and making sure they're all good. Do you know? So when you know that you're the kind of person that pours energy into everybody else, don't always expect them to pour energy into you, because it's not a bad thing on them. It's just not everybody doesn't always notice that the person pouring into everybody actually appreciates them being poured into by the people who they pour into. So they just assume you've got your own way to top up your energy and top up yourself and la-di-da-di-da. So you're never without. When the truth of the matter is, we need topping up ourselves or reminding that as much as we have the majority of people in our lives' backs being the kind of people we are, they, one, two, three, or all of them, have our backs too. So yeah, so it's just, yeah, mental health day. Mental health day, having a hard day. Yeah, is what's going on today. However, we will persevere, we will grow, we will recharge, because we have a responsibility to ourselves and other people to be there when they least expect it and definitely need it. However, we also have a responsibility to be here for ourselves more than others would be there for us. So yeah, if you're having one of those days like I'm having today, then pause everything. It'll be there tomorrow. If there's one thing I've learned from the people that I work with, because I'm so hard on myself daily and I'm consistently criticizing my efforts and my actions, especially in my job, always trying to prove that I'm good enough, and working outside of my hours or outside of what I'm supposed to, I'm always reminded by my work colleagues that you're doing good so far, and whatever you're trying to do today, it'll be there tomorrow. So don't allow the pressures of tomorrow to cause you to crack today, right? Because it will be there tomorrow regardless. Even if you work till midnight and you don't complete it, you're still going to be able to do it tomorrow. So just do it tomorrow. So same thing with your mental health. Don't allow the pressures of tomorrow to crack you today. The truth of the matter is, if you're not 100% today, physically, mentally, or emotionally, then just chill. And just spend that time pouring into you and recharging you and building yourself back up, because tomorrow is there. And if you can't do it tomorrow, then do it another day. The bottom line is, you will always get it done. I was reminded by, not reminded, I saw a quote yesterday, I believe it was on an Instagram reel, and it said that he learned this at 25. He said, the more you work hard on yourself, I believe it is, the more you work harder on yourself than you do on your job. Because you could always make money when you work hard in your job. However, you won't be able to spend it if you're not around long enough to reap it. So I think it's just a case of spend more time on yourself. And that's every part of yourself, not just skills and qualifications. Because I feel like that's what we always do. We go to skills and qualifications and accolades and things. And it's not always that. Spend time on your mental health, spend time on your physical health, spend time on your emotional health, spend time on your spiritual health. Feed these things, if it's with people, activities, energy, time, whatever it is that will help those parts, feed them, work on them, because those are the things you can really enjoy later on in life. You can always make money, can't always make the time you'll lose working hard on those things and neglecting yourself. Anyway, I hope today's episode has been helpful to somebody out there. I've always aimed to try and reach someone, not always everyone. However, if everybody can relate, it's a beautiful blessing. Like I always say, think strong, be strong. Impossible is nothing. And yourself and stay blessed. Take it easy, guys. Peace. Hey guys, just wanted to say big thanks to those of you who listened to today's episode. Thank you for being patient. I know I'm not always as regular as you guys would probably love. However, I still do appreciate when I get the feedback to show that it's been listened to, or when I check the analytics and I see how many plays have happened, whether it's just one play, 10, 21, or 100 or 200. Either way, I just want to say I appreciate you guys holding out, waiting, listening, and then hitting me with feedback. Stay blessed always. Thanks.